field. Bones.
Bones?
Bones.
Is that for change or is that for...
That's for bills. Hmm. Like green, then for change, you know, it's coins.
Do you use the word bread?
Bread, yeah. Use that a lot.
Yeah.
And bones. I use bones a lot.
That's cute. I've never heard that before.
How many bones you want for that?
Is a bone $1? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. So something cost 10 bones?
Right.
Okay, what do you call a shop that is usually downtown in lower class areas where you can take in a watch or a TV and get about 10 bones for it?
Pawn shop.
A what?
Pawn shop.
Okay, heard that called anything else?
Not really.
Have you ever heard it called a hawk shop?
Hawk shop, yeah.
Or a loan shop?
Hawk shop.
Okay.
Hawk and pawn.
Alright, have you heard any, or do you have any slang or common terms for wine? Not brand names, but just...
Wine, let's see.
Is that your bell?
Mm-hmm. That's my bell.
Okay, can you answer this one then while I go?
Wine, let's see. No, not really. Let's call it wine.
You can call it Vita?
I've heard that before, but it was up north in St. Louis.
They call it that there?
Yeah, they said, well, I have a cousin that works on an underground radio station in St. Louis.
Oh,
maybe
you do?
PBL.
I've never been up there.
Yeah.
Is it
FM
station?
It's FM. It comes on at 1 o'clock at night after all the other ones kind of go away. It's real secluded, like he's up in the top of the IBM. Place in St. Louis. That's where the regular station is. And with it being so high, they don't need all that voltage or whatever they need, you know.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So,
wattage it would be.
Yeah, right. So at 1 o'clock in the morning, it comes on. It plays about 3 hours of music. And he'll come in and he'll say something, you know.
Just tell you the name of
right.
it or something, but
he tells you
it.
The cuts off of it in case anybody's... What it is, it's more or less a recording.
But he doesn't do all that bullshit stuff.
Right.
Hey,
well,
this is
Top of the Charts coming. He bullshits every now and then. Somebody will call and they'll keep it on the air.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like I was there one time, this dude called, and he was asking me to play some Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. So he says, well, I'll have to look through that shit and find out if I got it. You know, he says, I know I got it, but it might take me all night to find it. He says, well, dude, do what you got to do, because I got a lonely heart and I want to hear some Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. And it was over radio station. He finally got it on, the dude called him back and he said, far out, man, you played that shit for me.
This is on the air?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Do you have a section of town here that you call Skid Row?
No.
Have you heard that expression?
Mm-hmm.
But there is none in Mobile?
Well, not really, you know, I'm not associated with that type.
Of course. Alright, do you have a name for X-rated movie theaters?
Yeah, the Midtown Center.
Okay. Well, how about just a general name? How would you describe it? Would you say it's our X-rated theater, or would you say, you know, if somebody asked you what's the Midtown Center, what would you say?
I'd say it's where they show funky films and where they get down. That's what I said.
All right. Well, what do you call the films?
What would I call them?
Yeah.
I just have to call them get down films.
Would you ever call them skin flicks?
Yeah.
Have you heard that?
Yeah. Have
you ever heard Blue movies?
No.
You're going to have to talk a little louder. Okay. What do you call the guy who delivers your mail?
A mailman.
And the guy who picks up the garbage?
Garbage man.
What would you say a person has if he's able to get things from City Hall? Money or power or whatever. You'd say he's got a lot of...
Pull.
Okay. Now, supposing this guy got his friend on the payroll at City Hall, but the friend had no job, really. He just drew a salary. What would you call that friend?
Close friend.
All right, but there's an expression that some people use for a guy who receives money from the city government and doesn't really...